listening to By Yahweh's Design with your host, Pastor Dan. And once again, here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this one-hour live radio broadcast coming to you via realityradionetwork.com and .net and .org. We dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, the great I Am. We also dedicate it to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant Peoples of the World. Hallelujah, praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. Tonight is the 14th of November, year 2003, Friday evening. We've entitled tonight's broadcast, Conspiracies. Our guest is Mr. Richard Masker from Idaho, and welcome to the program, Richard.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dan. I'm real pleased to be here tonight.
Excellent. Let me give out the call-in number should anybody have a comment and or question during the hour. This is the phone number you should use, 260-356-2611, and again, that's 260-356-2611, and we do encourage callers, so if you have a comment or question, please don't be bashful, give us a call. Okay, Richard, you've been a guest many times before, but it has been a while.
It has.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Take as much time as you like, actually. Take some time here and fill the folks in on your journey to where you are today and let them know from whence you are coming.
All right. Well, since I haven't been on for a while, I think I'll just start at the beginning. My name is Richard F. Masker, and I am the National Director for an organization called the International Conspiratological Association. And we are headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. This is the great hate state of Idaho, and this is where you need to take your vacation if you're white and you want to see white people. What I mean by hate state is this is where the white people who live here hate corruption, they hate Zionist control, the media control, they hate corruption in politics. They hate to have their state overrun by millions of non-whites and turning their cities into ghettos. It's in that positive aspect that I talk about hate. And the Anti-Defamation League and all the human rights task forces absolutely detest that I use this kind of text because they're all fighting hate until they find out that we hate that kind of control of our state, which they're involved with. The liberal leftist Marxist Zionist control has got to be controlled in every state or we are in serious trouble. In fact, we are in serious trouble now.
Yeah.
But anyway, the word conspiratology, I created that word in 1981 while I was living in Corvallis, Oregon. And I won't go into that story. I learned about the conspiracy, and it was quite an interesting story. But I started the organization, and I said, we need to have a phalanx, a group of educators, not revolutionary terrorists, as Ashcroft would like people to think, but educators who have good qualified skills, rhetorical skills, and can be able to talk and explain things to people, to learn about what's going on in the world and get to our public. I'm ashamed and embarrassed to be called an American today because our people are so stupid. It's unbelievably how dumb our people are, because not only is the propaganda working on them so hard, but you would think that just out of the general trend, people could look around and say, I smell a rat.
Yeah.
But the propaganda is so enormously controlled and thick and scientifically and professionally orchestrated that very few people who don't otherwise know would be held right into its grasp. So conspiratology came into existence about 1981, and we have existed since then. And what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we are political deprogrammers. You know, when you've got some smart aleck kid who runs off and joins some nut religion, they bring in the religious deprogrammers and work him over. Well, we do the same thing with law enforcement and military. We do it with clergy. We do it with politicians, with police chiefs, with county sheriffs. If you've got a bunch of nitwits in your county courthouse or down at your police station or a bunch of federal agents like federal marshals that need to be deprogrammed to find out who they are really working for, we're the organization to call.
Excellent.
And we'll move in on them and give them the what for and turn them completely around. We did one of the jobs that we did was in Ogden, Utah. We deprogrammed all 130 of their police officers there at the insistence of their police chief.
Excellent.
And a couple of years ago, I called up the police chief and I said, "Are you guys having any problem with the Jewish ADL coming into Utah and working their propaganda lies and deceit down there to try to get control?" And he said, "Richard, no, we don't have that problem anymore." He said, "Jews won't even cross the border into Utah." And I said, "Well, why not?" He says, "Because you and your wife were down here and deprogrammed us, and we made 14 copies of that presentation and sent them to every law enforcement agency in Utah."
Whoa.
So they don't have a problem in Utah, and it's simply because knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have it over everything else, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the knowledge that you've got to have if we're going to win this enormous battle. And now they're quietly rounding up all of our men all over this country and sending them straight to the death pits of Baghdad, and this is what it's for. Get our military out of the country so they can have their way with our civilian population. And as a conspiratologist, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to tell you that I'm seeing a very high probability of a bloodbath that has never before been seen in any civilized country. And I can tell you some of the interviews that I've had with Jews where they admit what's going on with this. But anyway, that's what a conspiratologist is. He's an educated conspiracy expert that has the talent to tell other people and to deprogram and use the scientific method of educating people in response to this, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on our website, and you better write this down, it's Conspiratology, conspiratology.com, conspiratology.com. If you will simply click on the button that says Educational Resources, there is an outline of a typical lecture that we give to people, and because we deal mostly with law enforcement, it's structured as a crime report. When I went to Utah, I told all the cops there, they were all sitting there, and I said, I'm here to report a crime, and what a better place to report a crime than at the Ogden, Utah Police Department.
Very good, yeah.
And so there's the outline of a crime report, who the criminals are, who the accomplices are, what's the method of operation, and right on down to the bottom, and you get down to what is the crime, and the crime is murder. International genocide of their enemies. The Zionist Jews are trying to establish a one-world government called the New World Order, and they will commit every single crime that you can possibly imagine to destroy and silence their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So murder is listed on there as M-U-R-D-E-R. M is for media control. U is for unity destruction. R is for racial annihilation. D is for democracy, the horrors of democracy. E is for economics control. And R is for religions. We don't go into religion very much, except in those respects that religion is used as a deadly tool
mm-hmm.
in the hands of the Zionists and the leftists to further their objectives with conspiracy around the world.
That's why they infiltrated the seminary, didn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
So anyway, that's basically what a conspiratologist is. I developed this whole program over in Corvallis, Oregon, and we're now headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And we've done quite well. We're not very popular at all with the system, as you can well imagine. The IRS hates our guts, and the Every politician is trying to lie his way into office doesn't like us very much. But my wife and I have still prevailed, and we have academic conspiratologists all over the world, and we take great pride in what we do. We do not lie or deceive. We tell it just the way it is. And because of that, we have been targeted for a lot of harassment and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you asked me if I would tell a story or do something to set the theme for tonight's program. And I'm going to be talking about the psychological propaganda that our people are being conditioned to.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me when you go into your break time, so I'll have time to know when to slow down.
Okay.
You get me wound up on this particular subject, and this is something that I hold dear to my heart. The international Judeo-Marxist conspiracy has masters of propagandists that are working day and night to deceive the people. If you don't believe that, then you have a real problem. Not long ago, I gave a lecture to a group of law enforcement officers, and after the meeting, one of them came up to me and he said, "Mr. Master, something that's been bothering me for a long time, and maybe you can help me with this." He said, "I've never been able to understand how the Spanish conquistadores could come over back when they discovered South America, and they can virtually just a small handful of them could conquer an entire continent of South America."
Mm-hmm.
And I says, "Well, I want you to think about that for just a minute." So he looked at me, and we thought about it for a minute. And I said, "Did you ever see the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, or The War of the Worlds,
mm-hmm.
or This Island Earth?" And every one of those particular movies, it was the stunning, the shocking effect of the population about some alien from outer space flying into town in his spaceship and landing in the local park.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "The people have a tendency to have immediately an inferiority complex when it comes to somebody from outer space that has enormous technological advancement over them." I said, "Well, when the conquistadors came to South America, they came into these spaceships called galleons. And these Indians were quite primitive. They were quite superstitious and gullible and so forth. They had never seen a sail or a rudder or a tiller or a pendulum. They had never seen metal like swords and armor and breastplates and helmets. They'd never seen these tall, nice-looking white people of Northern European extraction. And they were so impressed, they began to worship these people. They began to believe that this was the return of Quetzalcoatl, the great white serpent god. And the Spaniards just looked at these people like, man, we've got these people right where we want them, because they are on a inferiority complex,"
mm-hmm.
which was generally compared to what the Spanish were doing and had accomplished, it was justifiable. And so consequently, a very few handful of Spaniards could come in and intimidate an entire nation of the Yucatan Peninsula all the way down to the Aztecs and Mayans and a whole bunch of them. And people have a tendency not to be very resourceful when they come to fighting God or God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to get the message, boys and girls? If you infiltrate a nation with the pretext by telling the nation that you are God's chosen people, that you are the people of the Word, the people of the Book, that we're the most holy, the most blah, 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 you have a tendency to have a great advantage over your enemy. Now, last night, my wife and I were going through the TV stations, and we came across the Jay Leno show. And on there, Jay Leno's got a regular program. It's called Jay Walking All Stars. And they had the three of the dumbest, stupidest white people you can ever imagine. And I can't imagine these people could maintain life on planet Earth being so damn dumb. Whether they were, in fact, paid actors or not, I don't know. But this is something that goes on the Jay Leno program, on programs all over the air. You see it all the time, where they will round up some white person that is incredibly stupid and portray them as typical white American.
Right.
And here we have the South American syndrome kind of in reverse. The Jews know that if they can produce enormous amounts of very powerful psychological propaganda that demeans white people, then they are going to have a tremendous advantage of keeping these white people, especially white men, from joining the militia or finding out about the conspiracy or being any really notable enemy or power or pressure or authority against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when you go through your television channels, look at the advertisements for change, and you'll see how white men are depicted as totally stupid, fat, ugly, unshaven, smelly, bald-headed, idiotic morons. And there's always a black guy sitting there telling them what to do or giving them directions or helping this poor, slovenly idiot through life. And this is the whole reversal of the propaganda media to take the fight out of our people.
Mm-hmm.
Demoralize our men. It's not very often that you see a non-white with diarrhea. It's always a white woman or a white guy in almost all cases. All the police chiefs, the detectives are black.
Mm-hmm.
The intellectuals are all lecturing and giving guidance to these white stupid morons.
Mm-hmm.
This is I told this gentleman that was at the meeting, this is how they do it. They demoralize a population. And at the same time, I said, you as a police officer are continually propagandized that you are smarter and better equipped, you're better trained, you are the elite of society. Because the conspirators know that they're going to have to rely on you, the law enforcement agencies, and that includes the FBI, Federal Marshals, ATF. They want to build in them the elitist quality, the elitist attitude that they are superior to everyone else, so that they'll be arrogant and belligerent and nasty and mean as hell and be the power struggle in society whenever the Jews unleash their power in this homeland security agency against the American people. So police are actually being programmed psychologically, equipped materialistically, and then given whatever is necessary to make them angry at anything that challenges their authority.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all part of the propaganda conditioning of our people. And I would challenge all of your listeners to start watching these commercials. The Madison Avenue Jews, who run the big top-notch agencies for public relations and advertising, are the ones who are behind this. You may be... let me give you an example. I think it was Klausnost or some outfit that makes sandwiches. They had an advertisement on TV where this guy had one of these Klausnost sandwiches or whatever, and he was eating it, and he walked away for a second, and his dog came up and grabbed the sandwich and pulled it off of the countertop onto the floor and was slopping it up. And the white owner of the dog came into the room and got down and started slopping it up and fighting with the dog on the floor, eating it right off the floor with the dog. And so I was outraged by this sort of thing, and I do this quite often. I call the company. I go on the internet, look them up in the search engine, get their website, and then I call them and give them what for. And the guy that I talked to was the general manager of some particular thing, and he didn't have a clue what I was talking about. But he did admit that all our advertisements were right out of Madison Avenue in New York City, and he didn't know if it was a Jew or not. And I told him, I said, you can bet these are Jewish agencies that are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he had never seen this from my perspective or from a white person's perspective. He just thought that's the way that things are done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way law enforcement and military do. They go over and they kill Iraqi, kill children and women and kids, and torture them, because that's the way it's done. Our government is so powerful, so intelligent, so in control, that our government couldn't possibly be wrong, you know? So they follow the policy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that exactly what we did to the Germans? The Germans said we did what we did because we were ordered to. It was war. Well, we hung them anyway. So that doesn't make things right, and that's why we had a Geneva Convention to try to get things squared away so that nations would fight civil ground, on a level ground, to be civilized and not to barbaric. But I want your listeners to start looking at the television more carefully. And a lot of them will say, oh no, we don't watch TV. That's horrible stuff. We don't want to even get into that. And I'm telling all of my conspiratologists out there, you had better watch the media, because it's the media that tells you what your enemy, your adversary, is doing to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to propaganda, psychological warfare, you need to know what you're dealing with and watch what they're doing to find out exactly what they're up to. And I'll tell you, they're up to real bad news right now. So that's how the Spaniards took over South America. It was because they had an enormous advantage over the peoples that were there, because they were so advanced, so intelligent. They had warfare techniques that the Indians never thought of. They had experience, and they had weapons and so forth. And it was the demoralization of the Indians in the presence of these highly superior white men from Europe that they just basically laid down and died in front of them.
That's amazing. They were the conquistadors were greatly outnumbered, could have easily
sure.
been overrun.
Sure. But the people were demoralized. And that's exactly what they're doing to us. You look at it in a long term, and you say, what is the effect of white men? You know this Jew, Michael Moore? He wrote the book White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, okay.
And he's written several other ones. He's a first-class Zionist Jew. He's all for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real chameleon, I'll tell you. Nobody knows about this guy. But he's great at writing propaganda, anti-white propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand how this mentality works and how they feel. He's been on every program, every talk show. He gets all the circulation he wants. Because the Jews control the media, and they know that they've got their sugar daddy right there, Michael Moore, has got a real gift to gab, and he's anti-white, he's totally pro-Zionist, and this is the kind of stuff that you're subjected to. And once you start understanding that, then you don't have somebody like me or a conspiratologist standing over your shoulder, you know, prepping you every 5 minutes. You can see it yourself, and you know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes perfect sense to me. I've had the same experience when I've pointed things out to people. At first, of course, you get the skepticism, and then after a while, you know, even some of the most boneheaded people and most stubborn, if you can keep their attention long enough, they start seeing the propaganda in the movies and,
right.
and different things like that. And I've actually had men and women come back and say, I hate you. I used to enjoy watching movies, and now I can't stand it. Because every
yeah.
movie I see, I can see propaganda in it. And I yeah. said, well, that's because every movie they produce has propaganda in it.
The poor babies. Don't we feel so sorry for them? You know, how many years have gone by since we've been talking about the dumb blonde jokes?
Right.
And everybody laughed at that. They just thought it was so innocuous, so innocent. It wasn't innocent at all. Because how many... That generation, how far down the road can a person be subjected to that kind of race-hating propaganda and have it not have a terrible, terrible effect, a subliminal effect on their personality, on their attitudes, and their behavior patterns?
Sure.
I mean, look at what they've done to demoralize the militia in this country. I think it was, I got an email a couple of days ago where... I believe it was, who was it? Some big Ashcroft, the Attorney General of the United States, gave a talk before the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, and he said there that they are going to use all the powers of the War Powers Act, not the War Powers Act, but the Homeland Security new law,
right,
the Patriot Act, to outlaw anti-Semitism.
Sounds just like Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The first law, when the Bolsheviks took over the Soviet Union in 1917, the very first law that the Comintern put into effect was to make anti-Semitism punishable by death.
Yeah.
And the second law was to anyone who had a copy of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. That was a death sentence if that was found in your home.
Uh-huh.
And we right now, to all of you law enforcement gentlemen out there and ladies, you people who are working in federal government, you are working for the thought police system in America today.
Mm-hmm.
You are the mortal enemy of your parents, of your children, of your communities, because you are in the hire of the enemy of all mankind.
Absolutely.
And there's not a thing that I'm saying here that absolutely can't be proven beyond a doubt. I would recommend that everyone listening to my voice get a copy of David Duke's book, Jewish Supremacism.
Oh, yeah.
And the other book that I would recommend after you... The first book is a good book. It's called The New World Order Exposed by Victor Thorne. And this is... you can get this through the American Free Press. And the second book, the New World Order Exposed, he's got about 7 pages that really nail the Jews in that book. But generally speaking, to not be redundant, he keeps talking about the controllers this and the controllers that. But if you think, well, I'm pretty stupid, I just really don't have my act together, how do I find out who the controllers really are? Then you just simply go to David Duke's book called Jewish Supremacies, and then you've got it made right there.
Yep.
So I recommend those 2 latest books. They're brand new, hot off the press. And, okay, I've got me on a run here.
Yeah, well, is this Victor Thorne that wrote this book, is he the same one that has his own, I believe it's a talk show?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I recognize the name, I wasn't sure if it was the same gentleman or not.
If you go to conspiratology.com, you go to reading, suggested readings, and click on that. It's right on the front page.
Excellent.
It's got 40 recommended readings for new conspiratological students, research people.
Well, have you heard about the U.S. Army Colonel Don DeGrand Prey's books, Barbarians Inside the Gates?
Yes.
He exposes them.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 3 volumes he's produced now, and he's a retired full colonel in the United States Army, right out of the Pentagon.
Yeah, the secret there is the word retired.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is always the retirees who are the ones able to speak the truth.
The American people have been holding their breath, and their prayers have been going out that someplace within the government, within the echelons of the high offices of this country, somebody will have the guts and the courage and the stamina to go public while in service and really make a death blow against the Zionist-controlled occupational government, the ZOG, the Zionist Occupational Government, that now controls this country and is killing our young men and daughters in this insane, totally insane war on terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever noticed that every time the government declares war on something, we get more of it?
Oh, sure.
I mean, sooner or later, you'd think the people would, recognize this tune.
Yeah, like war on drugs.
Yeah, exactly. War on poverty. I mean,
sure.
War on poverty is supposed to help minorities, so they're going to help minorities by making us all poor. Just unbelievable. As soon as the government declares war on... But you know what, though, Richard? Let's face it, these people are geniuses at figuring out how stupid we are. They learned a long time ago that our people have an innate desire to believe that all government is good. We have this innate desire to support anybody who's fighting some injustice. Well, they learned a long time ago that they don't have to tell the truth about anything. They can make up any kind of story, claim that they're the champions going to do good and,
right.
and vanquish evil, and our people buy it.
Well, you got me going on something else. And let me add this to that.
Okay.
Last night, I don't know if I just told this on this air just now or not, but tell me if I'm redundant. Every night on television, they have these advertisements for kids to join the service. And they show these nice-looking white, in most cases they're white, and then there's maybe a few blacks thrown in. And these guys are climbing aboard an F-15 Tomcat, and you see them fly off into the horizon. And then the announcer comes on and he says, "Join our team. Be an American who stands up for democracy and defends liberty around the world. Freedom and liberty around the world." And you know, these jugheads in society, these kids, they listen to that and their parents listen to that. And they think, oh, that's so my kid really should be in the service.
Uh-huh.
And they are. They're joining up like crazy. Because they want to be part of this defending freedom and the democracy in the world.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere we touch, the economy completely goes to pieces. The barbarism returns. Collapse of society is absolutely inevitable. We establish our puppet regimes there. The Queensland government, this is what they're called. We took over Germany after the war and established a Queensland government there.
Mm-hmm.
And the propaganda, lies, and deceit are so enormous. It is shameful to be an American today. And
let's look at the brilliance of their advertising, though. They have a two-pronged attack. Part of the advertising is to sucker in the truly patriotic people.
Right.
But also, they throw just enough of that stuff in there, the glitz and glitter, to pander to the vanity of the
right.
other people.
Right. And the so patriotism. And the patriotism.
Right. Well, it's a two-pronged attack,
yeah.
is what I'm saying.
Wave old glory. If you wave it enough, you get enough stupid morons to get and do whatever you want them to do.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
And the incredible thing, though, Richard, is that it just keeps working. No matter how many times it's exposed to be a lie, it just keeps working. It's just, how many times does this tune have to be played before our people recognize it's the same song?
Yeah. And the people like you and I who are trying desperately to save the lives of innocent young girls and their brothers and sisters and their parents, who are trying to serve the communities in which they live to try to get the word out. We are the ones that are persecuted because the ADL, the Jewish propaganda on a local basis, is so powerful. Let me give you an example that just happened a week ago to me. My entire life has been in water. I'm a water engineering type person. I do water supervising. I'm a city water superintendent. I've had all kinds of credentials. I'm an expert in the treatment and processing and distribution of water, drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
So a local water board, they sent out an ad to all the people who were on their system and paying the bills. We've got a vacancy on our water board. We need to find another water board. So I thought, here we go, brother. I got myself a little consulting job. I can be a nice public servant and do something good for the community. So I typed up an application with all my credentials. It was really top-notch. And I mean, there's nobody in this community can come anywhere close to me technically and professionally and educationally for applying for this water board.
Mm-hmm.
I sent that in, and man, I'm telling you, the hat didn't even hit the floor, and I got a return letter that says, "Sorry, you can't be considered because you didn't qualify because you're not a registered voter." That's what it said. You're not a registered voter.
What has that got to do with water quality?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, so I wrote him a blazing letter, and it must have just shocked him half to death. And I got a letter back almost immediately. It says, "Well, here's a little quotation from the state code, blah, blah, blah. This is because this is why we have to have it." And it didn't say anything. It didn't say why that provision was there. It didn't say any reason or rationale for it. It just gave a definition of what a voter was.
Uh-huh.
And so when the word gets around who you are and you're doing what you're doing, you know, we had, if you go to my website, thespiritology.com, you'll see Lady Liberty with a sign around it that says White Pride Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I painted that sign on a 4x4 sheet. We put it on our backyard because we're facing the golf course, and all the golfers, hundreds of golfers, you come by every day and they see that sign, White Pride Worldwide. That's a beautiful sign, and you can see it on our website. We have, shall I say, the chosen tribe. I won't say anything. I don't want to get sued on the air, but we know exactly who took that sign. They came down and stole it right off our back porch, right in broad daylight, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hootspa.
And that was the second time that's happened. We had another sign out there, a great big 4x6 sign in huge letters. You can see it on the moon. And it says, Treason Governs America. And they waited for a storm to hit, a thunderstorm, when there was a blackout in the community. All the lights were out, and they come down 3 o'clock in the morning in pitch dark and stole that sign off the house. Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got a new one. It's going to go out in the first of spring, when all the golfers are out. It said, this one says, Zionist Treason Governs America.
Absolutely. Hey, Ariel Sharon said no less himself. So, I mean, hey, right from the horse's mouth there.
Sure.
So people think we make this stuff up. You know, that's what always cracks me up, Richard. You come up to one of these starry-eyed ignoramuses, Judeo-Christian types, and you try to tell them some of this stuff, and they look at you like, well, you must hate them, or you don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
you almost want to reach up and just slap them because you're handing them cold logic. You're telling them something that if they did even a modicum of research, they could find out for themselves, and yet they want to stay in their state of denial so badly that they'll resist any logic or truth getting through their thick head.
I work with a lot of doctors who are in that position. They just absolutely cannot imagine that they could be wrong all their life. And the thing is that we have, ladies and gentlemen, as conspiratologists and as political deprogrammers, we must maintain the attitude of sympathy and tolerance. Because I was an idiot liberal one time. I believed everything I was told. I put trust in my parents. My parents smoked. I thought smoking was fine. If my parents did it, it must be okay for the world. Now everybody's dropping dead, and I didn't take me long to realize that it wasn't good. My parents weren't as smart as I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember the power of the propaganda conditioning, the psychological warfare. The main, for those out there who have never thought about this, you have to remember that there's basically two kinds of warfare. There's conventional warfare. This is mechanized warfare, which is technical warfare. You got a tank or a plane or a bomb or a missile or a submarine or whatever the heck you've got. You go out there and you kill your enemy. That's, here we're coming, folks. We're going to come and kill you and drive you out of whatever we want and take over and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's conventional warfare. Then you have a second kind of warfare which you never, ever hear about. And that's called, in the particular case that we're dealing with it now, with the Jews, is called Ancient Asiatic Subversive Gradualistic Warfare. Ancient Asiatic Subversive Gradualistic Warfare. And that's called psychological warfare in most cases.
Right.
And these people, these ultra-stupid liberals that we have to deal with, you can't really blame them because they've been under this enormous psychological warfare technique for so long in their entire life. They don't know any different. And it takes a very talented person, a very vocally acute personality to be able to talk to them in such a way that makes sense and you can turn them around. Hitler came out with a movie called The International Jew by Hans Hitler. And he talked in the movie. The movie was put together in such a way that it showed how communism was Jewish and how the Jewish Jews had come through Europe as a plague like rats, and everywhere they went, it fell under communist control. This showed the communist, the cause and effect relationship of how Jews think and how they use communism as their means of disseminating their hate and their control and domination over the economies, over the media. If that's done in a proper way, people can very rapidly understand the cause and effect relationship and understand what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things we have to think about when we're talking to our fellow man. And I want your folks out there to realize that I deprogram blacks, Polynesians, Asians, Hispanic, especially racially mixed families. I had a Polynesian family. He married, this Polynesian guy was going to the Brigham Young University. He married a beautiful white Utah girl. And he married her. And so they had about 6-7 kids right in a row. And he went back over to Tonga, and there was an armed guard met him at the airport, and the king of Tongan put him back on the airplane and send him packing back to the United States and says, you don't ever come back here or you're dead. Now this is race treason by a Tongan, and he was being punished by the king of Tonga.
Right.
Her parents didn't at all like what was going on, but they were so cowardly, so absolutely devoid of any racial pride or interest, that they really didn't care which way it was. They were good Mormons, right? They didn't care about race. What's race got to do with anything?
Oh, my goodness.
And so, consequently, they came to me one time, and they said to me, Mr. Master, why are we being persecuted so much? Because we're racially mixed. And I looked at them like, you know, I never had that happen. This had happened many, many years ago. And I said, haven't you ever sat down and thought about it? I says, for 400 generations, your people have been racially pure and have treasured your race and put high priorities on race. And they outlawed, in almost every country of the world, race mixing was outlawed. You could be killed. Your head could be cut off if you married outside your race.
Exactly. In fact, that's where marriage licenses in this country started.
Yeah, sure. And they looked at you just like, gee whiz, how stupid are we? And so then I sat down and explained the whole Jewish concept of race mixing and mongrelizing your enemy out of existence, and that changed their lives forever.
Uh-huh.
And they brought the kids in, and they said, let's talk to these kids. And we talked to the kids, and I said, when you go to school and some of the white kids are persecuting you, you have to remember, if you were artificially brought into their country, you're taking their women, you're
exactly.
taking their jobs, you're taking their resources, you're using everything that they created, everything from the toaster to the 727 jetliner, and then you're complaining and moaning because they're racially prejudiced against you. I says, what does that make you? A complete idiot. And it completely turned this family around. And I've done that to Filipinos, mixed Filipinos, so whatever. So we're not racially bigoted. We tell people, we want you to work with us to stop our common enemy.
Right.
You'll see that's what it says on my website.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, before we get too much further along, let me give out the call-in number again. It's 260-356-2611. And again, that's 260-356-2611. Just in case somebody's out there and has a question for you, Richard.
Okay.
This is great information. I hope there are listeners out there that have friends or family, in law enforcement or the military that need to be deprogrammed. I personally have talked to quite a few folks in law enforcement, and most of them have told me the same story. Daniel, we're being propagandized. We don't get to talk to guys like you. We get one side of the story continually.
Right.
And they're aware of it. Many of them are aware of it. And so if you've got somebody out there, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Richard and his group of deprogrammers are people that you need to stay in touch with and learn. If maybe learn how to be a deprogrammer yourself or contact them. Richard said so on this program many times. You're willing to travel, aren't you, Richard?
Well, if they're expensive, yeah, I can't afford to travel and pay everything.
Oh, no, that's right. You'd have to have some expense money, yeah.
Sure. But I don't play any games. I tell the exact truth. And if you have someone in an organizational capacity, I would love to be able to go to a large rally and tell it right from the stand. And, you know, there's an old Christian hymn. Pastor Dan, you might have heard this. I'm sure you have. It goes like kind of like this. Do what is right, and let the consequence follow. Battle for freedom in spirit and might. Spirit and might.
Yes.
Do what you have to do as long as it's righteous-oriented and you're doing what you morally know is true. Do what is right and let the consequence follow. We don't have that kind of people anymore. We've got people who are working who find out about this thing and they don't want to say anything because it might cost them their job, or one of their girlfriends might hear about it and she won't like him anymore, or there's a million excuses why you want to not say anything or do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, all around you, people are dying. The chemtrails are killing our people.
Yeah.
We're sending we have a young woman right now that we know. She's just a darling woman. And she has her only son. He's a teenager. And this little jackass is signed up. And right now, as we're talking, he's high over the Atlantic heading for Iraq.
Incredible.
And he's going to fly in there not knowing that every one of those tanks, all those munitions are loaded with depleted uranium. They're bringing them home in body bags because of the depleted uranium in our own military stuff is killing our own people. You know, how do you tell people? Don't do that. They'll say, well, I'm patriotic. I want to fight for my country. I want to go over and kill a few Iraqi women and children.
Right.
I mean, you think, my God, how effective is this psychological propaganda?
It's mind-numbing.
It's mind-numbing. It staggers the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And you people who are listening to me, you have the power. You have the ability to stand up and do what is right and let the consequence follow. Take the heat, but do what is right. But do it properly.
Oh, absolutely. Be as wise as the serpents and as innocent as the dove.
There you go.
That was a quote of Stonewall Jackson's too. He used to like to use that, he paraphrased it, but, he basically had a motto, the same thing,
yeah.
Our duty is ours, the duty is man's to do, and the consequences are in the Father's hand.
I did, you know, so many times I want to go outside and climb up on the roof and just scream to the community, damn it, do something. Do anything, but
right.
Do something, because our people just, they're numb. They're completely anesthetized by this constant barbarian propaganda. They're completely consumed by wanting to make money, by getting drunk, having lots of, they call it now, good sex. You know, do whatever feels good. That's the whole communist propaganda program.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And of course, if you find somebody in your society who's acting a little weird and talking about Jewish conspiracy and stuff like that, they must be a hate monger and a neo-Nazi and a fascist and a white supremacist and a white separatist and a white anti-Semitic bigot, hater, neo-Nazi type thing. It goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. The ad hominem attacks using stereotypical names. That's a hallmark attack of the Jewish Zionists against us.
Oh yeah. By the way, before I get off the air tonight, I want to remind your listeners of one thing that my wife and I have discovered. If you are targeted as a patriot, and what I mean a deprogrammed patriot, and you are looking forward to going on Social Security, like my wife and I just recently did, then what will happen is you will go on Social Security, and then within about 3 weeks to 2 months, you'll get a letter from the IRS that says, oh, gee, boys and girls, we just discovered that 10 years ago, you didn't pay all your taxes, and you owe us $12,000, and that includes back interest payments and penalties and interest and all this other stuff. And so we're going to have to levy your new Social Security check for 15%, which we're allowed by law. Now, where are all these congressmen and senators when they're talking about tax reform? So my wife and I got nailed. I got nailed first, and they're taking out $196 a month of my Social Security disability check. That's a Social Security disability check. And then my wife went on Social Security, and they did the same thing to her. And there is no justification. There is no proof. There is nothing whatsoever to show that we didn't fill out a proper tax return or we didn't pay the taxes. It's all fabricated to be able to punish us, to attack us as American patriots.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have this to look forward to. But what did I say? Do what is right, let the consequence follow.
Absolutely. And you're right. That's exactly the motto that every single person listening ought to have. To hell with the consequences.
That's right.
You do what's right because it is right. That's all you need to justify doing the right thing.
Well, when I look back on what I've done and the persecution my wife and I have undergone, and then I think of the young people's lives that we have saved. They didn't die of drugs. They didn't die of AIDS or venereal diseases. They married their own race, whereas before they were born again, foaming at the mouth liberals, they would have done whatever the Jews told them to do because of the massive propaganda from Jay Leno and all the other soap operas on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me feel good. Even though the whole community hates us, we know that we're doing what's right and we feel good about ourselves. And that's part of this psychological propaganda. Your young daughters and your kids in school get all of this propaganda psychological conditioning that blacks and Hispanics and Asians are all the persecuted people, and you are guilty for persecuting all these people. Therefore, you are inferior to these people. Therefore, you are psychologically programmed to damnation, to fail in every fact of life. And we can't understand why our kids don't have any sympathy for authority, why they're getting in trouble. They're building more prisons, and our kids are going off to prison. The families don't know what's going on. The husbands and fathers, moms and dads don't know what's going on. So a small token of exercise on your part can have an enormous positive effect on the lives of so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage while you're still alive. Take advantage of this opportunity to help other people, and there will not be any reward. There won't be any pat on the back. In fact, your house could be burned, you could be shot at, you could whatever. But the day of reckoning is going to come.
Oh, amen to that. Richard, we got about 3.5 minutes left, so I just want to give you that heads up and turn it back over to you for the last 3 minutes.
Well, I feel like I've been yakking my head off. I was hoping you would have some call-ins. We could get some real hot conversations going tonight.
Well, maybe the next time. We'll reschedule for another night, and I'll give a 2 or 3 day advance notice. And
okay.
Maybe we'll have some robust callers take part that night.
There we go. Well, I don't know what to say except...
give out your contact information again.
Oh, yeah, it's the International Conspiratological Association. P.O. Box 5232, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, C-O-E-U-R, small d hyphen, capital A-L-E-N-E, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83814. And you can even give us a call here, 208-762-8568. Now, that's how brave I am. I'll even take these calls from all the law enforcement boys and girls out there that want to wake up to what's going on in their real world.
Well, they really do need to wake up because they are being used in a big way.
Well, they are our frontline defense against the population of this country, because our military is going to be scattered all over the world because the Zionists do not want that military here. They're being over there being biological warfare to death. And there won't be anybody here whenever the horrors of the disease We believe that they're going to pull off an enormous biological warfare attack on the United States after the military's gone. But we need law enforcement. They are our first line defense. We are paying their paychecks. We are the civilians that they have taken a constitutional oath to protect. To protect this, you know, to against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what they're supposed to be doing, and they don't even have a clue what that's about.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Hey, so, give us your phone number one more time, just in case.
208-762-8568.
Okay.
And again, I want to thank you so much for having me on the program tonight. It's nice to talk with you and, you know, to share your spirit and your attitude. You're a very rare person, Pastor Dan, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir, and, you know, keep up the good work out there. I know you're doing an awful lot to wake a lot of folks up, and that's what we need today. We need the warriors out there, because I have young people coming to me all the time, Richard, now. In the last year, and they are angry, and they
yeah.
want information. They know something's wrong, and the constant question I get is, "What can we do now?" And they're looking for where do we aim the barrel of the rifle?
You get my phone number. I'll tell them.
Well, I'm going to hand it out, but I keep telling them. I said, right at this time, you need to educate.
That's right.
I'm
right.
Not saying the date for the cartridge box isn't around the corner, but right now, this moment, we've got to use every tool that the Father gives us to educate our
that's
people.
That's right.
So, but we're out of time, Richard. And again, thanks for being on. The best to you and the missus, and keep up the great work. And God bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back with you Monday night at 8 p.m. Have a great weekend. Yahweh bless one and all. Hallelujah.